brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time, and hello, and welcome to this sip episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
You know, that's a fact. You know, they are starting to run reruns of the old Nashville show. Nobody wants to see that a second time.
No, no. They just want to see
that. I would watch Hee-Haw again, though.
Well, but it's not in our time slot.
Yeah, so we win.
Yeah, we win.
I miss Hee-Haw.
You would.
Kenny Rogers' wife was on there. When what's his name? Bruce Jenner, when he was still Bruce Jenner, his girlfriend was on there.
Oh, unbelievable talent in that show.
Oh, there was some talent on that show.
Yeah.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here. I like the dripping sound in the basement today.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. It's always an excitement to be here today. I'm particularly excited about today's offerings.
Yeah, good old boy, Justin.
So thankful no windows today. Love the dark.
Like a mushroom.
The dark
keep
side.
You in the dark and feed you poop. Yeah. And good old boy, Harmeet.
I'm not as sexually affected by the whiskey as Maury is, clearly, but it's a good lineup.
He is putting on the sexy voice, isn't he? He's trying. That's his sexy voice.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Yeah.
I am aroused by today's selection.
I am very aroused.
Thank you.
Patrick Stewart does it the best.
All right. Well, it's a record. We're what? 1 minute, 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
We're in the toilet.
Yeah. Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be discussing on this episode today. So we have four whiskeys from Union Horse. We have the Union Horse Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Union Horse Straight Rye Whiskey, Union Horse Rolling Standard 4-Grain Whiskey, and Union Horse Barrel Strength Rye Whiskey. And from Jack Daniel's, we have four. We have the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey Oloroso Sherry Cask Finish.
Turn his mic off so you don't hear the moans.
The Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Twice Barreled Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey.
I told you to turn the mic off.
He's making the sexy voice. The Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release Heritage Barrel Rye Whiskey. And the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Barrel Proof Rye Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
We're going to have you, Maury.
Oh my God! Brace yourself.
While Maury sits there and humps his leg. So
I looked at this lineup today and it made my day. One sip.
I thought that was Reagan for a minute. Okay.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, and he's talking to the chair ears.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Sounds like I'm at the dentist. It's like, okay, spit. Yeah.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I think Clint's falling asleep.
I'm just marveling how close that is to Ronald Reagan. A bad Clint Eastwood is very close to a bad Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both from California. So, yeah, and they're both old. And one's a little older than old. One's a little older than old.
They stopped counting for a while.
Yeah.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Clint Eastwood sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I think Clint Eastwood would be embarrassed by that one. And remember, he's also the guy who made Bronco Billy. So it takes a lot to embarrass him. I mean, he made 500 movies. One of them's got to be, you know.
Yeah.
500?
Right, probably, you know.
He's got a like 70-year career.
Bronco Billy? No.
What is he, like 90
Every Which
now?
Way But Loose? Awesome. Clyde the Monkey? Awesome, you know, but Bronco Billy? Not so much.
Is Every Which Way But Loose was what spawned BJ and the Bear?
Yes.
I'll go with that. Yeah. Sure, why not?
We have him to thank for that.
Yeah. Greg Evigan? What's wrong? You got a problem with Greg Evigan? Oh, don't make me get up and cross the room.
I've compared every career choice to BJ and the Bear, and none measures up to driving a truck with a monkey.
That's true.
Well, not even close.
Well, you're a guy, okay? I mean, we're guys.
Uh-huh.
Everything that the Three Stooges ever did is pure brilliance, and women don't understand it. And we're all entertained by monkeys.
Yes.
If I brought a monkey into a room with 500 guys, every single guy would go there and every woman would go, I don't get it. Yeah. No. It's just a genetic thing. It's just how we're wired. Anything with monkeys is cool.
Yeah.
Have you tried Howler Monkey? Monkey Howler, whatever that new banana flavored whiskey is that they advertise on the UFC.
We sell the hell out of it.
Really? Oh, people like it?
I've tasted it. It's not, if you're looking for something like that, peanut butter, banana, whatever.
It's just banana, right?
I think maybe I'm thinking of another one. There's a peanut butter
Screwball's
banana.
Screwball's peanut butter.
Screwball?
No, there's another one that's a peanut butter banana.
Maybe I don't know which one that is, but Howler Head is banana.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back on
Fake
track.
Banana.
We're not doing a flavored whiskey show, thank God. So let's do the real stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about some actual whiskey. So
the moment the world has waited for.
Brent, take it away.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. So this first one is the Union House Distillery. It's a family-owned and operated... Union Horse Distillery.
Horse, house, it's all the same.
Well, on
friends.
The page it says Union Hose because you left the R out.
So it's operated distillery in Kansas City, Missouri. It was founded in 2010. It's a master distiller, Patrick Garcia, and his three siblings. A true grain-to-glass operation from milling the finest quality Midwest grains and distilling in their custom 500-gallon combination pot still to barreling and bottling. Everything is done in-house and by hand. Each bottle is hand-numbered and signed by the Union Horse Master Distiller and co-founder. So this first one is the Union Horse Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. It's barreled at 55% ABV or 100 proof, and it's aged 5+ years and non-chill filtered. This color is a nice copper penny color to it. The nose, I get some vanilla, a nice little light pepper note to it. It's a very soft, subtle nose on the palate. It's just creamy, just a creaminess. It's got its cherry, a white pepper, a vanilla. Just nice, really nice coating on your mouth there. Nice. It's very light, very subtle. Everything is nice to it. It's just a pleasant the little bourbon.
I really agree with you, Brent. I thought that there were no flaws.
No, but
it was beautiful.
The only flaw I think is the finish is really, really short.
Short. But that's not a flaw. That's just a characteristic. Yeah. But I would say that the whiskey was delicious. It was well made. I like to use my proverbial phrase. It's an all day sipper. You could definitely sip on this all day long. It's beautiful. It's light. It's not heavy. It's not cloying. It's not in any one niche. It's just a... It's a beautiful entry level, implies that it may be just lower bottom shelf, but this is a nice bourbon for somebody who just wants to learn about bourbon, get into the whiskey world, and just sit back, relax, and sip.
Even if you already know about bourbon, this is a nice sipper, I think.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. You know, but it's an easy introductory bourbon for newbies, but it's a beautiful all day sipper for experienced bourbon drinkers.
This is one that's not going to burn them. You know, like some of these people get turned off by this, like, oh, it's burned my throat, you know, or something like that, which some of us kind of.
No, it's gorgeous.
That,
you know? It's really, really, easy drinking.
Yep. Justin, what do you think?
So on the nose, I got like some minty and creme de menthe notes. On the palate, I thought it was creamy also, like Brent said, and lightly woody. And the finish, for me, it wasn't short, but it was just one note wood. But pleasant. What'd you think, Harm?
Well, I agree with actually both you and Brent here, because for me, the mint wasn't on the nose, but more on the palate. Mm. The creaminess was there, but you've got that light mintiness. I got a little more cherry than vanilla and pepper than you got as well. And the woodiness comes through as chocolate for me a little bit, but the finish is a little short. Other than that, it's a great everyday sipper.
Yeah, right, but that's like not said, a Mark. Flaw. That's just a characteristic.
Yeah. It's an everyday good sipper.
Well, the nice thing about the Union Horse whiskeys is you can actually afford to drink them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they're not expensive. You know, I mean, they're not, you know, $70, $80, $100. So,
well, that's kind of what's turning into the business is that they're buying all these like craft distilleries are buying secondary and they're paying that price. Then they have to jack up the price, you know, for what they do to it and, you know, how they're changing it and whatever. So,
but if you're making it like they are, you can afford to sell it at a reasonable price.
Yes.
And if you make a good, solid, decent whiskey, you know, you can afford to actually buy it and drink it.
Yes.
And so, what states is this Union Horse available in?
Do we know?
Well, I couldn't tell you because I don't work there, but it's fairly widely available from what I believe. So,
no one's approached me with it yet, but I'll ask around if we get it in Florida.
Well,
I think the packaging is beautiful. It's really nicely packaged. It looks like an upscale whiskey based on the packaging.
Oh, yeah.
And the bottle doesn't, the fluid doesn't disappoint.
Right. All their bottles are nice. They're a rectangular shape, but
they're heavy. They're right, square. They're heavy. They're classy. The they got corks.
They squeak when you open them.
I wish people would just get away from natural cork, though. There's no reason to have natural cork in whiskey.
Oh, come on.
I've had tainted bottles. There's no reason to have natural
cork. There you go. See?
It squeaks when you open it.
I love a fake cork.
Use synthetic cork. You'll never have TCA taint.
Or a screw top.
But the amount of whiskeys that could DCA taint compared to wine is minuscule.
I've never heard you complain about taint in my life.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Union Horse straight bourbon whiskey. So, you were complaining about cork, as usual.
You've had corked whiskey. I've had corked vodka.
Oh, I have.
Come on. There's no reason to taste it.
But there are a lot of people that make a living doing it in Portugal, cutting cork trees and stuff. And I don't want to be the guy putting them out of business. So, you know.
Oh, no. You can. There's always going to be need for cork for good wine.
But, yeah. I mean, cherries on the nose, vanilla, a little bit of char, some butterscotch.
Are we still talking about the same first whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got cherries. You guys didn't. Yeah. So Bob did, too.
I got cherries. I was a little really overly impressed by the cherries.
Yeah.
Brown sugar, like buttered brown sugar, a little bit of mint.
That's exactly what I got.
Again, solid whiskey. I think a very good effort. Union Horse straight bourbon whiskey. We're going to be rating you a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Union Horse Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 46.5% alcohol by volume, or 93 proof. This expression is handcrafted from 100% rye mash and barreled at a proof of 110 and aged up to 5 years in new Missouri oak. I found the color to be light. It had a classic rye profile on the nose and heavy woody rye on the palate. and the finish was medium and slightly tannic for me. What did you think, Maury?
I thought it was a beautiful description, Justin. I agree that there was a little bit of bitterness and tannin on the finish that I wasn't overly excited about. Up front, I thought it was nice. It had a lot of things you described. It was mouth coating. It was beautiful. It's well made. It was definitely, for me, not quite as balanced as the first whiskey. The first one was an all-day sipper. This one is a little more interesting, but it just needs a little something. I'm not sure
what... It'd be good in a rye Manhattan.
Exactly. This would be nice in a cocktail, but not perfect for a straight sipper. What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah. So on the palate, the one thing this reminded me of is that, you know, you poured yourself a cherry Dr. Pepper and you had it over ice. And then you kind of fell asleep. Yeah, you fell asleep.
You woke up the TV going,
you know, I don't know if you've been awake this century, some but the TV hour. Doesn't do that much anymore.
Some weird hour in the morning.
It is. It is. And it's
Bob,
just
Bob
like,
doesn't go in for that cable stuff. Say, well, he's back on the antenna. Right. So that's,
damn right.
He gets, psh.
Yeah. You don't. 37 pounds of aluminum foil, baby.
Yeah.
You still. I'm old school.
You still got a little bit of a dry mouth. You're like, well, I'm still going to have a drink of it. And that's kind of what it reminded me of. I mean, there's some other flavors in there, but it reminded me of that cherry Dr.
That
Pepper.
Nose, yeah. Yeah. It definitely had a cherry Dr. Pepper.
See, both of you guys had me convinced. You and Bob had me convinced. But coming back to it, that Dr. Pepper flavor is gone. Kind of taste it again.
It did.
I didn't get it in the palate. I got it on the nose.
Okay. On the nose, even deep, that, I'm getting more orange peel. Burnt
in deep,
orange
I get
dill.
It.
Yeah, I'm getting the dill.
There's not that the whatever that
yeah,
Dr.
There's
Pepper,
a little bit
flat,
of dill too.
That
yeah.
flat Dr. Pepper thing was transient. I don't think it's there anymore. But it,
well, then
you,
hand
you
me the
almost
bottle
had
back.
Me convinced.
Yeah, hand me the bottle back.
You gotta pour some more. Pour a fresh one.
I think this needs a jar of pickles,
man. Although you
know, everything needs a jar of pickles.
As we say in my house, roll tide and. there's nothing wrong with a flat Dr. Pepper because we've all had that.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Yeah, there's definitely. I mean, I still get the flat Dr. Pepper on the nose, and I definitely get the dill on the top note.
Yeah,
it's not a. You know, I mean they're making their stuff, so you know this isn't Indiana, but you know you get that dill with a lot of
That's normal with rye. Mm. And depends on the age. Mm. 4 to 5 years, I think you get more dill than we get older rye.
Well, like Missouri doesn't get that cold and they don't get that hot. So it kind of tastes like that.
But on the palate, there, you know, you get that black pepper note. I still get a little bit of that Dr. Pepper note.
Yeah. I mean, Missouri is still kind of on the same kind of plane as Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
southern north.
A little bit of sweetness on the back palate, too. So. It's definitely interesting. What'd you think, Maury?
Well, like I said, it's well balanced, it's nice, and I've enjoyed it. But like I said, a little more tannic than the previous offering. Yep.
Harm, you got anything to add?
I've been adding to it. Yeah. I'm done. Let's give it a rating.
You're done.
Rate it up.
We got 8 whiskeys to go through, boy. Let's
all
do
right.
this.
Well, we're gonna be giving the Union Horse straight rye whiskey a well deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
And that takes us to our next one from Union Horse. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Why, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Union Horse Rolling Standard 4-Grain Whiskey, clocking in at 46% ABV. And for Justin and those who are mathematically challenged, that equates to 92 proof. This is made from a mash of barley, wheat, corn, and rye, aged no less than 18 months. Long time. In both new and used Missouri oak barrels. So this is an interesting whiskey. Again, it's got a similar copper penny color to it. It's got a really nice nose. The nose just is really interesting and fun and playful.
It's barley. It's really, you smell barley.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
It's trying to figure out why it's so unique.
It's not scotchy, but the barley comes out, and I'm getting like a little buttercream as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for clarifying the nose. The palate's nice. It's viscous. It's mouth coating. It has a medium finish. Again, a beautiful whiskey. I think it's extremely well made. It does not taste as young. I must admit, I put it to my lips thinking 18 months. Oh my God.
Right. That's what you're thinking.
It tastes mature.
Yeah.
It is mature well beyond its years. And I think it's delicious. I think you should ignore the age statement and enjoy it. Harm, what'd you think?
I agree with you. You said it well. You said it pretty much all.
It's no less than. They don't say that it's 19. They don't say it's 27.
It's barely legal.
So,
but if they're saying that, you know it's not 5 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not 5 years old, but it actually, like you said, it tastes mature.
Yeah.
And it smells a little bit light. That barley note with the, I got buttercream frosting. There's a little bit of muddled fruit. I just can't figure out what it is. Do you know what it is, Brent?
No.
I'm getting some light lemon on it.
Light pepper, but I mean, I had, you know, the one thing that these we all have in common is that we're not really, we don't have any of those young notes to it. They're all very mature.
Yeah, there's none of that green wood thing.
Exactly. It's none of that going on.
I'm getting a little bit of the citrus that Justin's getting. I'm picking up maybe like a little bit of lime.
But that's more on the palate to me than on the nose.
I'm getting more on the nose than the palate.
Like the lime is hitting like the side of my tongue.
Mm.
I have that in my mouth there. Mm. Mm-mm. I hate to be spitting today, but I've got nasty acid reflux from last night.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got some Tums you can have.
Mm-hmm.
I already did the Alka-Seltzer before I got here.
The other interesting thing was that this one and the first one were made at 92 proof, and then the second one was made at 93 proof. It's kind of like, why did they add that extra 1% if they were like going with a, you know, it was just interesting to look at and notice, you know, it was one of those things that you say,
I guess the guy, the blender or the bottler is deciding on the proof, I guess.
You know, yeah, but it's just, it's, you know, you
well,
think
this is 92,
92, and then
Brent's complaining he got one less proof of alcohol. Is what he's doing.
Well, of course, that's I'm complaining about that.
Every half point matters, pal.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
The demons don't go away on their own. You know, come on.
One thing I want to note, the finish on this is with air and water has gotten quite a bit longer than it was initially.
Yeah.
But it's still medium.
Yeah.
It was short.
It's coming. It's medium. Going in medium to medium long now.
Okay. That's fair. I'll give you that.
This is just a nice whiskey, nice. You know, it's a nice whiskey. It's nothing. You can't find anything wrong with it.
Well,
you know?
Here's the thing: we're notoriously not 4-grain whiskey guys. Most 4-grain whiskeys we're not big fans of. I mean, Law's Whiskey House makes fantastic 4-grain. I think we've all enjoyed that.
I don't think you guys have had the Hard Truth 4-grain yet. That's fantastic as well.
I've had it, but we haven't done it on the show.
Yeah. But Bob's right. As a general sweeping,
we're not a 4-grain group.
Yeah, exactly. Here. Usually 4-grains
again.
Just
like,
weird.
There's the outliers. There's that. There's Outlaws and everything they make out in Colorado, which is fantastic. But we're not big 4-grain guys. This is a really good 4-grain, which just shows you can make good 4-grain.
Yeah, I would like to taste this a little older. Just a little bit older.
Oh, yeah. Give this another 2 or 3 years in a barrel. I think this is going to be fantastic.
It's really nice right now.
Yeah, it's really nice. You pour this, I'll drink it. I'm happy with this one.
Oh, I just think a couple more years will give it more viscosity. And even though the proof might be higher, it won't taste as hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think just a couple more years.
I think you might get a little more mouthfeel out of it. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, to me, it's just the nose is sweet. I get that little bit of lime in the back. Mm. And I want to say it has a typical 4-grain palate, but it's not typical. And the fact that if you hand this to me, I'm going to go, that's a 4-grain, but it's a really well done 4-grain. It's creamy. I get some fruit in it. I get some pepper in it.
They don't tell us the percentage on the mash bill, do they?
It's got a nice, I don't have the mash bill, no. It's got a nice sweetness to it. They balanced it so well.
I mean, I'm
with Harm. I think the finish is, you know, going medium to medium long at this point for me. I think with air, the finish is actually getting a little bit longer.
See, I think what I don't like about most 4-grains is they use too much wheat or something. The wheat throws it off.
Yeah, maybe
they handled the wheat and the barley really well here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this one's really tasty. So we're going to be giving the Union Horse Rolling Standard 4-grain whiskey 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, Bob, why don't you tell us about the next one?
No.
Okay, well then we'll move on.
So our next one is the Union Horse Barrel Strength Rye Whiskey. So.
Here's your proof, boy. Look at you, Brent. He's grinning.
No, but I'm just saying that I was just noticing that they were 92, 93, 92. Like, why were they not all the same? That's all good. But go on, Bob. Go on.
Well, this is handcrafted from a 100% rye mash bill, barreled at 110 proof and aged in new Missouri oak, bottled uncut and unfiltered. Again, always something that we always enjoy.
56.15 ABV. Yeah,
56.15, 112.3 proof. So on the nose, the first thing that jumps out to me is the mint. A little bit of that, just a slight bit of the dill under the mint. A little brown sugar, like buttered brown sugar. And on the palate. On the palate, it's very front palate for me.
Very front.
Very, very front palate. Teeth, tip of the tongue. That wood tannin definitely comes out. Definitely get a good bit of the barrel char. You know, your standard rye profile, a little bit of that spice, a little bit of that pepper, a little bit of that dill. Yeah, I like this one. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, you get on the palate. Yeah, I get that spiciness right up front. A big kick of like that pepper and clove up there, along with the wood tannins, and it's really nice. The downfall is it doesn't cover your entire palate, but you enjoy it so much on the front of your palate that it doesn't really matter. You still got that really nice long finish to it. Gosh, they're doing it right. Mm. I mean, I don't know what to say about it because it's really enjoyable.
Just needs age. Age will bring that mid palate and back. Wow, right?
Yeah, if this thing went
all the way on the palate, right.
this thing would be at least another point and a half, maybe for me.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good whiskey.
I'm a little contrary to Brent. I don't get all that upfront spice and stuff. To me, it's a light whiskey. It's an easy sipper. It's a lot like number one.
Pour the right one.
Yes, I did.
That's light.
It burned my nose hairs.
Yeah.
Oh no.
He switched I was two expecting and four.
More. No, I was expecting a lot more. It's a barrel proof.
Give him
whiskey.
The correct bottle.
Give him the correct bottle. Make sure he's got the right one.
Yeah.
It didn't drink like the proof was.
Dump that out and pour this one.
All right. Let's dump it out. And let's try it again. But honestly, I liked it, but I just was expecting more spice, more of everything at barrel proof.
And well, remember when we were passing the bottles, they got out of order, and remember where they got out of order?
I got them in order from Brent, and I can't vouch for
what try that and did. See what you think.
It's delicious. But I don't get a lot of that spice.
Seriously.
I think it's a light, easy going.
Justin, do you agree with him? Are we going to have to ostracize you both?
No. On the nose.
Just you. You're Sean Damari.
On the nose, I got like absinthe, cream soda, wood. On the palate on this one, it was a big rye hit and spearmint chewing gum. And the finish was long and hot for me.
I like the spearmint chewing gum note.
Yeah, that was
that's a good note.
That was a good note.
But it was long and hot, the finish.
Long and hot, baby.
I thought the finish was better than the nose. Like, to me, it burned my nose hairs.
Yes, it definitely
burned.
What
are you implying?
On the nose. I agree.
On the palate, it's a good burn. On the palate, it's not overly hot. I think it's great.
No, I thought it was light on the palate. Maybe just too many high proof whiskeys today.
But. Yeah, you're burned out, dude. Mm. I added water to it. It's still hot enough for me. It's fine. So
Maury's been partying like a rock star for two weeks.
He's
been drinking that gasoline
there.
Drinking betadine in the OR when he's working. Explains why his tongue's all orange. So,
Il Barretto, here I come.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey. Well, I didn't go to Carmine's yet.
No.
So what are we going to rate this one?
Well, we're going to rate the Union Horse Barrel Strength Rye Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I think it deserves higher, but whatever. There's some dissension among us.
No, but they were all They were all good. I mean, it was like, you know, nobody said the word young. Like it was, you know, some of these times we have to get the word young in there and stuff. And
And whenever we get a new whiskey and we haven't had, we all go, oh,
There was not a green note in one of these.
But honestly, you could probably buy all four of these whiskeys for less than any one of the next four whiskeys.
And again,
I know we're not talking about cost, but if you want to talk about value, these are entry level whiskeys in terms of price, but they are mature whiskeys in terms of palate
experience. Yeah.
Yes. And for the money, I think the bang for the buck on these whiskeys is off the chart. I can't overemphasize the bang for the buck. Anybody can make a great $100 whiskey or $500 whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
But to make a beautiful whiskey that you can enjoy all day long for sub 50 bucks is amazing. Yeah. And I think, I don't know the price on these, but these are inexpensive. If you find them, if you see them, buy them, enjoy them, don't regret it, just sip on them.
Well, we also did in a prior show when we did the American Single Malt show not too long ago, I pulled one of the bottles they sent us, which was their American Single Malt. And that also everyone was very happy with. Was it the best one we'd ever had? No, but was it a solid, well-done whiskey?
But worth the money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you buy and you'll say, this is a good $40 bottle, you paid $120. Yeah. But for the money, these are well.
Yeah, and that's I think, the key here. You know, I think the key here is they're making good, solid whiskey, and they're not putting out, you know, some immature, unaged, you know, a lot of newer brands are putting out stuff that tastes like it was made last week. So far.
It's a challenge. It's a barrier to entry to the industry.
I have to kick stuff out of the store all the time. People bring me young, no-name brands, and they're... They try to push stuff out too early.
I tell people when I talk to them for the show all the time, because I'm, you know, sourcing all these whiskeys, I'm like, man, anything interesting, anything new, anything we haven't had, man, send it. We're curious as heck. We love new stuff. I mean, we did recently Switzerland whiskey. I've got some other stuff coming from up north. So. Yeah, these guys are doing it well.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the whiskeys from Union Horse. Great, great value, great whiskey. If you see them, grab them off the shelf. So we're going to go on to our next whiskey, and we are going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our next four whiskeys are from a distiller you may not have heard of. It's a little thing called Jack Daniel's. This is the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series, straight Tennessee whiskey, Oloroso sherry cask finish, 45% ABV or 90 proof, 80% corn, 12% malted barley, 8% rye. The Jack Daniel's Distillery Series is an experimental series that is only available in Tennessee. For this is the 12th release in the series, the folks at Jack Daniel's took a charcoal mellowed straight Tennessee whiskey and fill it into new charred American white oak barrels. And once fully matured, they finish it in Oloroso sherry casks for an additional 3 years. Selected by the whiskey taster, Randall Fanning, who recently retired after nearly 50 years, with the brand.
Well done, sir.
So this is a beautiful deep red brown color. The nose is super pretty, but it's got this weird like funky thing to going on, like this older dusty thing and like a little sulfurous note that could be coming from those Oloroso casks. The corn seems to be shining through on it. Let me try another palate.
It's got a nice reddish hue to it from that sherry.
So this is a little bit unbalanced for me. It's got beautiful Jack Daniel's notes, but the corn is overbalancing the Oloroso. It's like you soaked corn in wine. And it's got a long, long woody finish. And it's good, but not my favorite one they've done. Brent, what do you think about
this? Yeah, when you say the corn soaked in wine, that's kind of what I got it as well. It was like, it was unbalanced. It just didn't hit the right notes for me. It's not overly Oloroso. You don't get that, you know, it hasn't been overdone like that. A lot of times we talk about the balance and stuff.
And it's easy to do too much wine finish.
Yeah.
But they didn't do too much here.
It just seemed like...
It didn't work.
Like I was expecting. I was like, oh, we've had a couple of really nice ones of this Oloroso, and I just didn't get it here. This one was like off the mark for me, and it wasn't off the mark for everybody.
No, I'm going to be contrary. I thought it was delightful. You were
totally aroused as soon as you said Jack Daniel's.
I was totally aroused by the whiskey. I love Oloroso. I love sherry cask finish. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was well-rounded. I thought it was balanced. I loved everything about it. I just think it's a really nice expression. The only thing, if I had to dig deep for a criticism, would be it doesn't have Jack Daniel's heritage flavor. You couldn't identify this as Jack.
If you gave this to you would never say this is, you would never be able to pick it up. This is Jack Daniel's. And I think that's kind of one of the reasons why, you know, I kind of feel like that is I just don't get that.
It's a sherried whiskey, but I couldn't tell you where it came from by drinking it.
Right.
And so in that respect, it's Jack Incognito, but I thought for what it was delicious.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
you know, it doesn't have to taste like Jack. The point is you're trying to do some finishes and stuff and that's fine. That's perfectly 100%. Acceptable.
And thank you for clarifying that. 100%. Well, I'm just clarifying that if you're looking for Jack with a hint of, like, they talk about Tennessee honey, Jack with a hint of honey.
This is not for you.
This is not Jack with a hint of Oloroso.
Curious and you're looking to experience some different whiskey flavors, this is for you. If you're looking for Jack, if you're a Jack Old Number 7 guy, this is not for you.
No. Correct. Yeah. It doesn't have the Jack on Old Number 7 lineage and heritage in the palate, but...
If you're the guy with the Jack Daniel's shirt, the Jack Daniel's hat, the Jack Daniel's throw rug, and your Jack Daniel's room, you buy this and put it on the shelf because you just collect stuff. This is not the whiskey for you to drink.
Correct.
What do you think, Justin?
I don't agree. I think there's a lot of, like, the color is Jack Number 7. On the nose, the only difference I got from Number 7, like, a little bit of black cherries, brown sugar, lime candy.
I get a little red out of this.
But it is a little reddish.
Yeah, that I'm getting.
What did you get?
Reddish color.
Little rubiness to that.
Oh, I thought redheaded stepchild.
I thought he said radish.
No,
reddish.
So, reddish is good for the color, but radish
not for flavor. Yeah, no.
On the palate,
is that daikon? Am I getting daikon?
Yeah.
I got Dr. Brown's black cherry watered down. The finish was a little muddled and woody, but I think this tastes like 85% like Jack Daniel's Number 7 to me, which is really? Very light influence of Oloroso sherry.
I can make that happen if I take a really tiny sip and then just let it and just like play with it between the tongue and the roof of my palate, and I'll get what you're saying. But if I take a bigger sip, it's not the way.
All right, I'm going to take a gulp.
I think Harm's right. You're right, Harm. If you take a teeny little sip and play with it, you feel like you're drinking Jack.
I did
a big gulp. And I see what you guys are saying, but
I don't know. He's normally talking about his tongue and the tip of his mouth and playing around.
I am very nice.
Yeah, if you take a really tiny sip and just like play with it, and just between the
talk about your tongue more.
Oh, yeah. Just say the right thing.
You've never taken a little tiny sip of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get the flavors he's talking about, but if a normal man size sip,
fair enough.
I think I think it's interesting. I think that.
I didn't break anything.
You were close. I think it's interesting. I think it was definitely an interesting experiment. I don't get as much of the Oloroso finish on it as I was expecting.
Well, it's definitely an over Oloroso.
Yeah. No, right.
And that's what usually people who aren't used to finishing
overdo
sherry
it.
Well, overdo it. Will overdo it. So yeah. I think it was well done. I think it was interesting. And I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. So we're going to rate the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey Oloroso Finish. Well deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this next one is the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Twice Barrel Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 53.5% ABV or 107 proof, 70% rye, 12% malted barley, and 18% corn. This is the 13th release of the Distillery Series that takes Jack Daniel's fully matured Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey and finishes it in a second new charred American white oak barrel for an additional 2.5 years. Selected by whiskey taster Jason Marski. So get that nice, you get that nice color to it. Nice, nice dark copper penny color to it on the nose. I got some spicy oak, a little bit of dill. The oak comes back again. Just a touch of vanilla on the palate. I get some baking spice, the oak, vanilla. I get a little bit of nuttiness to it. Revisiting this. Man, I love this one. I mean, I just absolutely love this one. This has got everything a person wants in a whiskey here.
When we opened it, it had a dusty funk nose to it, like an older whiskey.
Like a dusty old bottle.
But it's got lovely, like Harm said, he picked it out. It has that pecan, that bitter astringency from the pecan.
That nuttiness, yeah. That's
pecans and dark chocolate. That's what I said off the air.
Just a long finish on this. Just really well done.
Man, I love this one.
Yeah, I dig this one.
The problem is we've spent so much time talking about the weird stuff. We don't have much time for the last three. We just got to keep moving.
Oh, we got time. We got time. Yeah, well, we got a little bit of time. But
well, I thought that this whiskey...
Do we have to let
Maury
talk then?
No, we don't have to. But this whiskey, when I first poured it, I thought was a little off balance. It seemed a little over-oaked. But with patience, which I stress on the show all the time, patience, a little bit of patience, a little bit of air. I didn't appreciate it improving with the water, but I appreciated the air.
The water didn't do anything for me, but the air absolutely did it.
The air for me went from a 4 to a 5. I really thought that this whiskey was just okay and a little bit off balance, but had a lot going for it. Just wasn't in balance, but with a little bit of air, it's fantastic. I think they knocked it out of the park with this one. Be patient. Don't drink it the second you pour it.
Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Twice Barreled Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
Poor Justin get to say nothing.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, he's going to talk about the next one.
I'm going to talk about the next one. Exactly. We're going to talk about Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release Heritage Barrel Rye Whiskey. 50% alcohol by volume or 100 proof. It's 70% rye, 18% corn, and 12% malted barley. This expression was a late 2023 limited edition special release and features Jack Daniel's Tennessee rye whiskey that was charcoal mellowed before aging in new handmade American white oak barrels for at least 5 years. It was then aged over 2 years in uniquely crafted heavy toast heritage barrels from the Jack Daniel Cooperage. The color was like medium light brown. The nose had a nice funk to it. The palate, I had some like nice raisins and dark fruit along with some classic bourbon flavors. And the finish was nice. What did you think, Harmeet?
I'm just in awe of this one. It's gorgeous. It's like the last one, but just a little bit lighter with the nuts. It's more orangey.
You know what this whiskey would do better with?
What?
About 10 or 20 more points of proof. This whiskey was phenomenal, but it's a little bit muted, and I hate the fact that it's only 100 proof.
You're a proof fan just like
I
Brent.
I know, but I think if this were 120 proof, it'd be a home run. It'd be a 10 out of 6. 10 out of 5.
I still like it. I still think it's great.
I love
it.
I think it's delicious.
What do you think, Brent?
It's a tough one.
This one I really enjoy. It just coats your entire mouth. You get it from front to back. Everything is there. Smooth, little creaminess to it. gosh, I'm trying to find something wrong with it. I really can't. It's just, I'm enjoying it.
It's amazing.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah,
it's amazing. But it would be 11. It would go. It would be flavor up to 11 if they just hinted a couple more points of proof.
I think the biggest flaw in it is the size of the sample they sent.
Well, that is a flaw.
That's what I think is the biggest flaw.
That is a very small sample, and I'm sorry to say that although I'm appreciative of them sending us samples.
You could have sent a 55-gallon drum, I'm just saying.
A 750 would be more than acceptable.
175 would be even better. Yeah, this one was just, this one was special. This one was absolutely special.
But all their Heritage series have been really pretty spectacular. Yeah. If you see the word Heritage and Jack Daniels in the same sentence,
well,
just buy it.
If you see Heritage and Jack Daniels and rye, absolutely so buy it.
Explain to me the Heritage series again. Are they using special used barrels?
No, it's a brand new extra barrel that they're adding in with extra toast, et cetera, and they're finishing in this Heritage barrel.
So it's a virgin barrel that they call a Heritage barrel.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release. It's a long one. Hold on. Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release Heritage Barrel Rye Whiskey, a well-deserved 5 cents.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I disagree. Yes. Dissent. Yes.
So that takes us to our last whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The last and final whiskey for the day is Jack Daniel's single barrel proof rye whiskey, coming in at 58.65% ABV or 137.3 proof.
Yes. Whoa, that'll make you happy.
This annual special release single barrel proof rye celebrates the early craftsmanship of the Jack Daniel distillery, honoring a time when the American whiskey was often high rye in content and offered at barrel strength. I just wrote three letters. Wow. W-O-W. Wow. This is a 6 on a scale of 0 to 5. I love this whiskey. It's got a beautiful copper color. It's got an amazing nose. It's got an amazing palate, a finish that goes on forever and ever. Jack Daniels, please send me a 55-gallon drum, and I will be forevermore your hero and your fan. Justin?
So I found that the nose was creamy and pleasant, not too rough. You'd have no idea what kind of proof this had. The palate, when you take a little sip, it's pretty manageable. If you take a man-sized sip, like Harmeet says, it's huge heat, rye. It's bright, vibrant. It'll change your mood. And the finish is long, long, long.
Yeah, this. I got cherries, pepper, wood, burnt brown sugar, like a burnt vanilla, like it's just like all these great flavors just coming in together on your palate. And it's, you know, yeah, drop the mic here.
Dark toffee, cherries, burnt brown sugar, a little bit of butter, just and the oak tannins just grab you and by the throat and shake you.
This is, well, that's a little overdramatic. I wasn't shaking, but I was.
You were aroused. I feel unsafe in this room right now. I feel unsafe.
Please. He's Armeed's trigger.
He's trying
everyone
to pull it back now that he's went so far. Is what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. He was. Okay. He was on the edge for a while.
Yeah. If you find this on the shelf, you call us and let us know about it, and so that we're
here's the thing. Yeah. If you drink it and you don't like it, please ship it to Sips and Smokes. Yeah.
I wouldn't even bother opening it.
Don't even open it. Don't open it. Just send it to us.
Yeah. So
you don't want this.
You'll feel better.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I mean, they make a lot of whiskey at Jack Daniels, make a lot of great whiskey at Jack Daniels. But honestly, if they called me tomorrow and said we're making nothing other than barrel proof rye from now on, I'd go, yay. Because honestly, it's just like, I mean, for a company that never made rye for 100 plus years, they just hit
for
the ground.
For 150 years, they had this one mash bill. One.
And then they went, let's make some rye, and just knocked it out of the park. I mean, I've picked a couple of barrels of barrel proof rye. Brent is going to pick some barrels next week. Just, so amazing. Just so amazing. Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's single barrel proof rye a well-deserved
five sips.
Can't we make one exception and give it six?
And that's why we're giving it five, is because we don't have six on the soundboard. So
damn.
This Bob, one is special.
Would you just put some ice on him so I can leave here safely?
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our host. You should be thanking me. I want to thank our host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's for, you know, for sourcing these great little.
It is not a bad day today in the basement. Yeah. Thank you, Maury.
No, Bob, I must thank you. I am orgasmic. Thank
Somebody
you.
Somebody put a hose on Maury, please. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. What a great day in the basement.
And thank you, Arm.
I'm leaving before I get, you know, molested.
More aroused.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is great.
Yeah, this was not a bad day. So for Suds and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately, that's not something we've had to do today. So, yahoo.
Yeah, no bad whiskey today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.